You could flip it.
Okay. We begin Daf Yuram and Aleph, the fourth line. Hani Biryani Daf Vishvuse de Rameya. There were these boors that lived in the neighborhood of Rameya that have become a Tzarele Tuva. They were bothering him a lot. Have a Kabay Rameya Rachmi Alei. Rameya Davind Kehecha de Lemsu, that they should die. Omle Bruria de Visu. So Bruria, his wife, told him, My Datech, what's the reason that you feel that what you're doing is appropriate to the daven that people should leave the world? Because of the pasuk that we learned yesterday. The pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim, that chatoim will end. So she told him, Miksiv chaitim, does the pasuk say that people who sin will leave the world? Chatoim ksiv, the averus will go away, the sins will go away, not the people. Void, shvil is safe for the crow. What is the end of that pasuk? Then the pasuk is v'rishoyim oyr einam. So the posh, the taiches, there will no longer be v'rishoyim in the world. So the question is obviously, kim di yitam chatoim. If the definition of yitam chatoim means that the people who do averus will no longer be here, so v'rishoyim oyr einam. So obviously it's v'rishoyim oyr einam. So what's the pshat? El boy rach melei. What you should do is you should daven that they should do tshuva, the lahedra b'tshuva, and therefore rishon me'enum. Therefore, there won't be any more rishon. So the pshat in the pasuk is yitam chatoim, the averus will end, and once the averus will end, rishon me'enum, you don't have any more rishon. And that's exactly what happened. Boy rachmilei, he davened for lahedra b'tshuva, and they did tshuva. So the obvious question that the mashal asks on the Gemara is that we know hakol b'dei shemaim chutz me'yir shemaim. So everything is in God's hand, but not Yerushalayim. So how could I daven for somebody else that he should do tshuva? It's up to him. So the Mashal doesn't really give an answer. The Feinstein and Digris Moshe gives two answers. One answer he gives... It's not there? Okay. Maybe I left it at home. One answer he gives is that... interesting answer. That people in life have nesyonos. People in life have trials and tribulations. So he was davening that people not everybody could survive the trials and tribulations properly. So the tefillah was that they should have an easy life. If they have an easy life, they won't have these shyness and they'll be able to survive. That's one pshat. Another pshat, an interesting pshat, is Ramosha says he davened that they should come under the influence of good rabbonim. If they'll come under the influence of good rabbonim, they will have a positive impact on their life, and therefore they'll do tshuva. But of course, you can't just stand for somebody else that just do tshuva. Continues the Gemara. Amlei utzduka lebruya. There was a tzedaki. Tzedakim are people who only believed in Torah Shebiksav. So he said to Bruya, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Roni Akara lo yalda. The Akara, the woman who's barren, who has no children, is happy because she had no children. Is the question, Mishum de lo yalda, because she has no children, Ronnie, she's happy? That's not a reason to be happy. If anything, that's a reason to be upset. Amle, so she responded to him, Shatya, you fool. Shvil is safe for the crow. Let's look at the end of the pasuk. The ksiv, kirabim b'nei shemema. There are more children that are desolate, that are from destruction, b'nei b'ula, than from those that are married on Hashem. That means there are children. So what is pshat in the pasuk? El Maya Karola Yolda, what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Roni Knesset Yisrael, let Knesset Yisrael, which means Kla Yisrael, be happy. Shadoim Li Isha Kura, that's similar to a woman that has no children, because a woman who has no children is disappointed and depressed, and so are Kla Yisrael in Golis. We're happy at least that we don't have Banim Legenim Kavasaycha. You who have it, you have children, so to speak. You have it good, but what's going to be the end of all your good? The end of all your good is you're going to end up in Gehenna. Continues the Gemara. Amalei utztuk lebravua. Ksiv, it says a pasuk at the beginning of Tehillim. We spoke about this pasuk the other day. Mizmo David b'varch b'fnei Hashem b'nai. David HaMelech sings when he was running from Avshalom. Ksiv, and there's another pasuk. The David michtam b'varch b'fnei Hashem b'amara. A song to David when he was running away from Shaul and he was hiding in a cave. Hai Maisa Hava Beresha. Historically, which story happened first? Michti. Maisa Shaul Hava Beresha. The story of Shaul happened first. So, if so, licht of Shpresha, let the story of Shaul be mentioned first. Yet, if you're looking at Tehillim, Mizmor David Baruch of Ne'eshan Benoi is Kapitel Gimel, and L'David Michtam Baruch of Ne'eshan is Chav Zayin. So it's chronologically out of order. Answers the Gemara. Amalei, so she answered. Atam, he answered, Rav Avuah answered, Atam Deloy Derishtam Smuchin, you who don't dash and psukim by where they're placed. In other words, we believe Ein Mugda V'Ucha V'Tara. There's no specific order. The order has a greater design than just chronological reasoning or historical reasoning. So that's why, if you look at everything just literally and just look at it from a historical perspective, kashalachum. So you have a question, how come the story of Avshalom is mentioned before the story of Shaul? However, Anan, the Darshin is smuchim. We do Darshin, that things are put next to each other with a specific reason. Like kashalachum, so we don't have a question. What does that mean? Damar of Yoichan. First of all, how do we know that smuchin atar minayin, that the placing of something has a significance? Shenemer, there's another pasuk in Tehillim. Smuchim l'ad l'olam, something that's put together forever, because something in the Torah is for eternal, as the Torah is eternal. Asuim be'emes v'yosha, that made with truth and with yosha means straight. It's done with cheshvin, it's done with seichel. So now we have established that placing of things next to each other is with a specific reason. So we have the parasha of Avshalom at the beginning of Tehillim, which is near the parasha of Gog Magog. Gog Magog is the big war that's going to happen right before Mashiach, which will be that the world will rebel against God, and then God will bring Mashiach. As Lama Nismach Pashas Avshalom Pashas Gog Magog, why did David HaMelech put the story of Avshalom next to the story of Gog Magog in Tehillim? If a person will tell you, how can you say that there will be a war that will be precipitated by the whole world rebelling against God? Is that possible? So you could tell him things that don't seem that could ever happen do happen. Does a son rebel against his father? But it happened. Avshalom did rebel against David. So do this. Even though it seems very difficult to comprehend, but that's exactly what's going to happen. Amar Rav Yochanan Shem Rav Shem Ben Yoichi. Ma'idik said, Pia Pasuk B'Chachma. We notice this chapter in Mishlei. It begins with Eshes Chayil, and it says, Pia Pasuk B'Chachma. She opens her mouth with wisdom. V'soyres Chesed Al Shoina. And the Torah of kindness is on her mouth. So the question, as the Mashal explains, the Gemara's question is, it seems to be redundant. What is Chachma? Torah is Chachma. So if it says Pia Pasuk B'Chachma, so it's already referring to Torah. So what does that have to say? Torah Chesed El Shoina. So Kneged Mi Amr Shlomo Mikrazu. Who was Shlomo referring to when he said this pasuk? By Amr Kneged David Aviv. He's speaking about his father David. Shadar B'Chamish Shalomim. He went through five stages in his life. V'Amashira. In every stage of his life, he said Shira Hashem. He praised Hashem. Dar B'Meima. He was still a fetus in his mother's womb. V'Amashira. And he said Shira. Shnemar Baruch Nafshi Hashem. I bless Hashem, my neshama blesses Hashem. V'chol kravai Hashem kachai. Still when I'm a kravai, kravai means inside. He was still inside his mother's womb and he's already blessing Hashem. Yotzal avir olam. He came out to the world, he was born. And the stak b'kachav mazolus, he saw the stars and the constellations. V'amashira. So he immediately said shira. Shnema, baruch Hashem malachim, ben Hashem, his malachim, his angels. Giboye koyach, who are mighty, Oysa Dvaray, they carry out Hashem's will, Vishmaya B'Kol Dvaray, they listen to whatever Hashem says, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvaz, all the legions of the world, all the constellations and the star and the moon and the sun, everything blesses Hashem. And he noticed that as soon as he was born. Yonik Mishtei Imai, he nursed from his mother's breast, Nistakel B'Dodeo, and he saw the breast of Amashira, Shnema Baruch Nafshi Hashem, I bless Hashem, V'atishkechi Kol Gemulav, and I don't forget what he did for me. Michael Gemulov, Amr Bavua, besides that Hashem creates for the human being, for the baby, milk to eat, which would normally the baby can never fend for itself, he created at Oslo the Dayim, he created the breast from where the baby nurses, but Makam Bina, next to the heart, and the heart is the seat of understanding in the human in the human body. Tamamai, why did Hashem create that human milk comes from the breast? In all other animals, the milk, when an animal nurses, it's from lower but down. He did not want that the baby should have to look in an unclean place. And the Svarim say, from here, it's a raya, how careful we have to be with the chinuch of our children. Now, sometimes you think he's a little kid, she's a little baby, they don't see, they don't understand. Here you're talking about a child that was just born. And Hashem already created that should not look in a place that doesn't, shouldn't have to look at an inappropriate place. Rabaskama, why does he nurse from the breast, which are higher up in the body? They shall come up to nifus from an unclean place. Rabbi Pavlosin shall Rishayim, he saw the downfall of Rishayim, Vamashir, Rishnam, Yetamach, that's the pasuk we began the shir with, Yetamach, Atoim, and Oretz, the sins are ended, Rishayim, and Enam, and no longer are there any Rishayim, Baruch Hinafsis, Hashem, Haluka.
That's a chaluk on the early Mishnah.
Right. Mefarshim asked, how could you say, Mapalosin shall Rishayim, you say Shira? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Masi Yodai, Toivim B'yam, that the Malachim wanted to say Shira when the Mitzrim were drowning, and Hashem said, Masi Yodai, Toivim B'yam, my creations, human beings that I created, are drowning, V'atamayim Shira, and you want to say Shira? So how come he could say Shira? The first one say, the answer is as follows. To say Shira while the Rishayim are having a Mapola, you're not supposed to. But afterwards, to thank God for what he did for us, is appropriate. He didn't say B'shas the Mapola, he said it later. Nistakl b'yom ha'misa, he saw even the day of death, v'ayim ha'shir, sh'nev b'archi n'afshis Hashem, my neshama thanks Hashem, Hashem elkai gedalta mi'oid, Hashem you are very great, hoid v'hod elvashti, you wear glory. My mashmadal yom ha'misa nemar, how do we know that this pasuk was referring to the day of death? Amr Rabbi B'shel m'sefer dinyana, you continue the pasuk, it says the ksiv, tasta panech yuvahelun, if Hashem hides his face, we get confused. Tois of Ruchab, when our neshama goes away, Yigvon, and we pass on. Rav Simi Barukva Amalei Marukva Av Shchir Kamei Rav Shimon Pazi. Rav Simi Barukva was Rav Marukva used to study by Rav Shimon Pazi. But Masadat Agadat Kamei Rav Shimon Levin. He used to say Agadat to Gemaras, the Tana Gemaras we've been learning in front of Rav Shimon Levin. Amalei Ma'idik Siv, the pasuk that says Baruch Nafshis Hashem V'Chol Krava Hashem Kachoy. Amalei Bar Reish Loik Midas Kodesh Baruch Midas Pasvadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's characteristics are very different than ours. Midas Pasvadam, a human being, Tzar Tzura Gabi Kerisol, if he paints a picture on the wall, V'en Yochel HaTabai Ruch Nisham, he can't put any life into it, Kraven B'nei Mayim, intestines, Kishkis, nothing. It's a dead, lifeless piece. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enokein, look how different God is. First of all, Tzar Tzura B'toich Tzura. He creates something which is in something else. Because a human being, a baby, is created within another human being. And even though it's in an inaccessible area, Matal Baruch, Neshama, puts into a life, and Neshama, Kravayim inside of Bnei Mayim, a stomach. Behind the Amr Chana, this is what Chana meant. Ain Kodesh Kashem, there's nobody as holy as Hashem. Kein Baltecha, there's nobody like you. Ain Tzur Kalakeinu. Ain Tzur means there's a rack. Which is difficult. What does it mean? Hashem's a rock. My answer, Kalkein, that there's no rock like Hashem. Answer is, ain't Sayu Kalkeinu. There's nobody could draw or create. Nobody is as creative as God. May Kein Baltecha. What does it mean? Kein Baltecha. Amar Rav Yehuda Bab Menasya. Al Tikri Kein Baltecha. Don't say there's nobody like you. El Ein Levalo Secho. Nobody could outlive you. Shloik Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Mitzvah Pasvadam. God is not like a human being. Midas Pasvadam, Masa Yodav Mavlin Reisai. Our handiwork will outlive us. Somebody can build a beautiful building, and it will be here for a very long time, much longer than the person's life. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavlin Masa, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will outlive us and everything we create. Amalei Nohach Kamilai. This is what I meant. Hani Misha Baruch Nafshi. We spoke before that David HaMelech said Baruch Nafshi 5 times. Kenegad Mi Amran David. Regarding what did David say it? He wanted to show common characteristics that exist between God and our neshamas. Hashem fills up the whole world. So too the neshama fills up the whole body. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees but can't be seen. Af neshama roya, our neshama see everything we're doing, ben and there, but we don't see our neshamas. Ma kadosh baruch hu zonas kol ha'olam kuloi, just like kadosh baruch hu nourishes the whole world. Af neshama zonas kol ha'guf, so too the neshama nourishes the whole guf with ruchnis. Ma kadosh baruch hu tahor, just like kadosh baruch hu is pure. Af neshama tahira, so too the neshama pure. That's why we start the day every morning. Alakai neshama tahira nesatabi, that kadosh baruch hu gave us a pure neshama. Ma kadosh baruch hu yosh bechedri chadarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the Shemayim. Af neshama yishevus b'chad b'chadarim, deep in our hearts. Yavash mish yesh b'chamish advarim. So let the human being that has a neshama, that has these five characteristics, yishabeach, and let him praise l'mish yesh b'chamish advarim alalu, praise God that has these five characteristics. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ma'idik Siv. What's pshat in the pasuk in Keheles? Mika chacham, who is so smart? Umi yodeya peshet davar. Who knows how to interpret, who knows how to make a compromise? Mi Kadosh Baruch Hu Shidei Lassus Pshara Ben Shnei Tzedikim. Who's like God that knew how to make a compromise between two Tzedikim? Be Chizkiyahu LeYishayahu. There was a debate, which we will now explain, between Chizkiyahu and Yishayahu. Chizkiyahu was the king. Yishayahu was the Navi. And they had to meet, as the Gemara will explain what they had to meet over. Chizkiyahu Omer, Laisi Yishayahu Gaboy. Yishayahu should come to me. Dehachi Ashkechon Be'Eliyahu. As we find as Eliyahu, who was a Navi, does Lagaba Achav, who went to Achav, who was a king. And Yeshaya Omar, Yeshaya said, Laisa Cheskiyo Gaboy, the right thing is for Cheskiyo to come to me. The Hochi Ashkacham be Yoram Ba'achav, Yoram Ba'achav was a king, does Lagaba Elisha, who went to Elisha, who was a Navi. So again, the disagreement wasn't a personal issue. It was a halach kashkaf issue of Ashkafa. Who deserves to be more, get more covered? The Navi or the Melech? Ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyo, he made Yechizkiyo ill, Bamla Yishayo, and then he told Yishayo, Laich Vakeas HaChayla, go visit him, go visit the sick person. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, B'yom Eile Chol HaChizkiyo Lamus, in those days Chizkiyo got very ill, on the deathbed, B'yom Eile Yishayo, Ben Amat HaNavi, Yishayo Navi came to him, B'yom Eile Kama, Hashem, so Hashem said, Tzavu v'secho, prepare a tzavah, prepare a will, k'meis ato l'secho, you're going to die and not live. The Farshim say, why do you need Hashem to make this pshara, to make this compromise? So they say, very nice. When two people have a disagreement, so really one is right and one is wrong. But sometimes we try to make a compromise. That's when a human being can make a compromise. But here you had a situation where both parties are right. When both parties are right, the only one that can make the right compromise is Hashem. So the pasuk is difficult. The pasuk says, "Kimeis ata, you're going to die, but leisichy and not live." Of course, if you're dead, you don't live. What's pshat in the pasuk? My kimeis ata leisichy. Pshat is meis ata b'olam hazeh, but leisichy l'olam haba. You're going to die in this world and not make it to the next world. Omle maikule hai. What did I do that? That's terrible. That I deserve such a terrible punishment. Omle mishlem leisakta b'peruvirivya. You didn't get married and have children. So the mefarshim ask. Let me just say more loud. Mishum Chazoyli Beruch Hakadosh. Chizkiyahu answered, "I saw in Ruach Hakadosh the Nafkim Nei Benanda Lai Malu. I'm going to have children that aren't good children. They don't act properly. So that's why I didn't want to have such children. So I didn't have children." Amalei. So Chizkiyahu told it. Yishayahu told me, "Hadi Kafshet Rachman Alamala. We aren't supposed to delve into the secrets of Hashem. My the Mifkad Seboy Lach Lumevit. What you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do." And what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, let him do. So the Mefarshim ask, true, Chizkiyahu did an Aveira, that he didn't get married and have children. But the Aveira for not having children is not death, and no Olam Haba. So why is he deserving such a terrible punishment? So I saw two Terutzim. One Terutz is from Chaim Shmulevitz. He says a beautiful Terutz. A lot of times people do Averis. Unfortunately, we do Averis, but when a person does an Aveira, he doesn't make a cheshvin when he does an aveira. He does an aveira, he doesn't make any calculations. What Chizkiyahu did here was, he did an aveira with a cheshvin. He did an aveira with a whole reasoning that he's right. You're going to do an aveira and you're going to think that what you're doing is really right, for that you deserve misa. Another pshat is like this, that Yismach Moshe says. We know Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis says that Kadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning wanted to create the world with the Midas Hadin. He saw that the world can't survive, so he made a long midas rachman. So why is there rachamim in the world? Why don't we get such terrible punishments every time we do an aveira? Because Hashem knows that otherwise we couldn't continue. So he says like this: a person who shows that he wants to continue the world, he deserves to have midas harachman. But Chizkiyahu doesn't care about kiyum ha'olam. He doesn't care about the continuation of the world. What's the right? He's not having children. So from him, we go with the midas hadin. So, Amalei hashta. So now Chizkiyahu tells Yeshayahu, you know, I accept what you said. Hashta havli bartech. Let me marry your daughter. Efsh the garment chus the diva didach. Maybe between my schus and your schus, the nafkim in our b'nei d'malim, we have good children. Amalei kfar nigzrich l'gzeira. It's too late. Amalei ben amutz. So he told him, son of amutz, kalev nevoscha, stop saying, prophecy with saying, go out. Kach mekublani mebeis avi abba. This is a kabbalah I have from my grandfather, David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chad menachas al tzavar shal adam, even if a sharp sword is already on the person's neck, ayim na'atzam rachman. He shouldn't hold back from davening. Hashem can make a nest in the last second. It menami Rav Yochanan for velos of the Amri Tavayu. They both said, "Afir chalav chad menachs al tzavar shel adam." Even if there's a sharp sword on somebody's neck, a yimnatz ben rachmi shouldn't hold back from tefila. Shnemer it says a pasuk in Eof Henk Yiktalani. Even if I'm going to be killed, loy to Hashem ayachal I David. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rav Chena. Afil ba'al chalaymus oimel el adam l'machu humes. Even if somebody comes in a dream and tells a person, tomorrow you're going to pass from the world, al yimna atzmim nerachmim, he should still daven. Nothing is final. Shnema, kibroiv chalomis v'havolim, with the dreams come havolim, havolim means foolishness, v'zvarim harbe, and many extraneous things. What a person has to know is, kesel kim yirei. A person has to fear Hashem and trust that Hashem will help him. Miyad, so the pasuk continues, immediately, v'yasav cheskiyah panav al akir, Chizkiyahu turned his face to the kir, uvispal al Hashem, and he damned Hashem. My kir, what is the definition of kir? Amr of Shem elokish mikirois liboy, from the depths of his heart. Shnema mayai, from my insides, achilo I damned Hashem, kirois liboy, from the depths of my heart. Rav Levi oima aliske kir. He spoke about kir means a wall. Amr lefonav, ribonish loyla, umashu namis. There's a story in Navi which we're going to talk about today. There was a woman who's called the Ashes HaShunamis, the wife of the person from Shunamis, who was Machnes Eirich, who opened up her home to Elisha. And because of that, she was Zoicha, that when her son died, Elisha did Tchiyas HaMeisim on him. So all she did for him was, Shloi Asa El Kirachs Ketana. She made a small wall for the Navi. Hech Yeses Bena, in reward for that, her child had Tchiyas HaMeisim. Avi Abba, Shechipas HaHechel Kula B'Kesef Zav. My grandfather, Shlomo David, who covered the whole base of Mikdash with silver and gold, Alachas V'Kama, certainly I should have the schus that you should do a nes for me. So the first one say, why did they talk about coating the wall with silver and gold? What about that he built the whole base of Mikdash? So they say beautifully, building that base of Mikdash wasn't anything special. Hashem told him that he has to build the base of Mikdash. But he didn't have to do it with silver and gold. That extra measure shows that he deserves the schar. Zechona sheshalachti lefanecha, remember how I went in your ways, the emes with truth of belief shown with a whole heart, but toy benecha sisi, what's good in your eye I did. Ask the Gemara, my toy benecha sisi, what is so good in Hashem's eyes that he did? Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, shesamach kula l'tefillah, the Gemara we learned yesterday, that he said, Gal Yisrael amili set shman esrei, and of course Taisha said, that's only if you do it b'sikin. Rav Levi Yom Shagana sefer is fourth. They had a sefer that had the remedy for every disease. And what happened was, before Chizkiyahu's time, even though people had this sefer, they had this book, they realized that everything was in God's hands. So even if they took the actual remedy, they took the actual medicine, they recognized that it was all coming from Hashem. In Chizkiyahu's time, people's amunah got weaker. And they started believing that it was the sefer, and it was the medicine, not Hashem. So Chizkiyahu decided to put it away. Tana Rabbanan, and the Brisa says, Shish dvarim asu Chizkiyahu melech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did three things. Al Gimel Hoydeloi, three things Chazal told me did correctly. Al Gimel Hoydeloi, three things they did. Al Gimel Hoydeloi, on three things that he did, they said he did correctly. Gonna Sefer Fuz, he put away this book with all the medicines. Vahoydeloi. Kites Nechash and Nechashis. If you remember, there's a parasha in the Torah where there's people did an Aveira, And Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to make a nechash, nechashis, a copper snake, and people will look at it and they'll get healed. And that continued with Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. But again, there was the concern that people thought that that was what brings the Yeshua, not Hashem. So he ground it up, that it should no longer exist, and they told him you did the right thing. Girer Atmos Aviv Amitah Shel Chavolim, when his father, who was a Rasha, died, he schlepped him on a bed made out of rope. That's how he took him to be buried, which was a terrible embarrassment. V'hoideloi. So Farshim explained, why did he do it? True, his father was a Rasha, but where's the Kibbutz Aveim? So they say, he did it that the people should see what is the end of a Rasha, and that they should do tshuva. So since his kavana, his intention was that people should do tshuva, it was the right thing. But Gimeloi Hoideloi. The three things they did not agree with him. Sosem Megichon, when Sennacherib came to attack Yerushalayim, he closed up the water supply of Gichon for Lehoideloi. The simile, Kitzet Stalsus Heichon, when Melch Asher came to attack him and he wanted to pay him off, so he sent a lot of silver and gold, and he even took off the gold doors of the Heichel and sent them wood, he put on wood doors instead of it. Lehoideloi. And the third thing is Iber Nisan Benisan. We know that the Jewish calendar, this is incredible that we're saying this today. The Jewish calendar has generally 12 months, but in every 19 years there are seven years that have two Adars to get the lunar year and the solar year in sync. Otherwise we would end up having Pesach in the fall. What happens is, in our days, the calendar is predetermined. We know already when the next leap year is. We know everything. But those days, they worked by Kiddush HaChodesh. Every month, they decided when Rosh Chodesh is. Also, we know that a Jewish month could be either 29 or 30 days in the month. What he did was incredible. He decided that year that his father died and he became king. He wanted everybody to become pure for Pesach and be able to bring Karm Pesach. But it was very late. There was only 2 weeks left of Pesach. So he wanted to make it into a leap year, add a day of Adar. But he did it already in Nisan. And the halacha is, as we'll learn in the Gemara, you're not allowed to do it in Nisan. So the Gemara will ask, didn't Chizkiyahu know that then? That once it's Nisan, you can't make it anymore into a leap year? So the answer is like this. The 30th day of Adar potentially could already be the first day of Nisan. Because a Jewish month could be the 29 days or 30 days. He did it on the 30th day of Adar, which potentially could be Nisan, and the Gemara is going to teach us that any day that already could potentially be Nisan, you can't make into a leap year. Today is the 29th day of Adar. Today is the 29th. Today is the 29th day of Adar. So today is the last day they could have made a leap year. Ibn Nisim and Nisim Lahidalah. So doesn't Chizkiyahu know the pasuk about Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim that this month Nisan is the first month. Zen Nisan Veinach Nisan. You could only have one Nisan and not another. So he never would have made two Nisans. El Tov de Shmuel. His mistake was that he didn't follow Shmuel's ruling. Dom Shmuel Eim Arvin Sashana B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar. On the 30th day of Adar, you can no longer make it a leap year, even though it's still Adar. Why? Because the 30th day of Adar potentially could have been the first day of Nisan. So that's why he made a mistake. Because why was he a mistake? He said, we don't say since it potentially could be Nisan, I can't make it into Adar. The fact is that it was a Nisan. That was his mistake. Anyone who takes credit in his own credit, they say it's not really your own schutz, it's somebody else's. Somebody realizes it's not his own schus. They say it is your schus. Moshe Rabbeinu, we had this parasha a few times this week, said to Hashem after the Ma'aseh Egel, Zechol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha. Remember the schus Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Tolloi b'schus atzmoi. So Hashem said, really, what I'm doing for Klal Yisrael is in your own merit. Shinemar. The pasuk says until V'yoyim La'ashmidam, Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lulei Moshe Bechirev, not for Moshe, the one who chose. Omad Beferetz Lefonov, he stood in the breach in front of him. L'hashev Chamosei Mahashkes, that he did not destroy Klal Yisrael. Chizkiyah told b'schus atzmai. Chizkiyah, on the other hand, relied on himself. The ksiv, what he said, Zechana asher shalachti l'fanecha, remember that I went in your ways. Talay b'schus acherim. What happened was, they did it and they said it wasn't your schus. I will protect this city by Shia to save it. Lemani, in my own schus, Hashem says, Leman David Avdi, and the schus of your grandfather David, my servant, but not in his own schus. Vander Bishub and Levi, Dami Bishub and Levi. My diksiv, Hini Lasholon, Hashem sends me a message of peace, Vemali Mar, but it's really bitter. What was bitter? I feel Bishosh, Shigalai, Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholon, even when Hashem sent him a message of peace, Mahulai was bitter, because Hashem said it's not in your own schus, it's in the schus of David. So we spoke before about the Shunamis. And the Shunamis said to her husband, Nas na Aliyah's Kir Ktana. Let's make for Elisha the Navi an Aliyah's Kir Ktana. So there's a machlokes what that means. Rav Shmuel, Charam Aliyah Pruya Haisa. There was an open attic, the Karua, they made a ceiling on top of it. The Charam Achsad V'Gdol Haisa. On the first floor, they had a large, long foyer. V'chalkua, l'shnaim, they built the wall that he should have a private room. Says the Gemara, b'shalamanda machsadra, that it was a foyer, hayna d'ksiv kir. That's what it means that they made a wall. Elamanda maliyah, that it was on top floor, my kir. What's the wall? Answers the Gemara, shikirua, that they made a ceiling. B'shalamanda maliyah, according to the mandam, that it was on the upper floor, was in the attic. Hanedik Sivalias, that it was made on the Aliyah. Elamanda Machsadra, that it was on the first floor in the foyer, my Aliyah, means Mu'ulish Mabatim. They gave him the nicest room in the house. V'nosim lo sham, and were placed for him there, mita, v'shulchan, a bed, a table, v'kisei menoira, a chair and a lamp. Amar Bai V'tem Rav Yitzchak, haroitz lehenois, if a Talmud Chacham wants to have anah, wants to derive benefit from another person, Yanak Elisha, he could use Elisha as a model. V'she'enu roitzu lehenos, but if there's somebody that doesn't want to have hanah from a Talmud Chacham, al yehenek Shmuel HaRamasi. He shouldn't have hanah like Shmuel HaRamasi. Shmuel the Shoifet didn't have any hanah. Shnam v'chuvasa HaRamasa, the pasuk said that Shmuel used to go around, used to make a sivuv of Eretz Yisrael every year, and then get home, HaRamasa to Rama, Kisham Beisa. So what does that have to say, Kisham Beisa? We all know he lived in Rama. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shekom Makom Shehaloich, wherever he went, Kisham Beisa Imai. That's what he took his home with him. He didn't want to live or take anything from anyone else. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Paradis Yosef. You know, when people travel, there's a tendency that they're not as careful with things in religious matters as they are when they're home. So the Pasuk says, Shekom Makom Shehaloich, whenever Shmuel went on the road, Beisa Imai. He acted like he was when he was at home. Here is a question. The question is, are you allowed to have hanah from other people or not? Is a Talmud Chacham allowed to or not? So the Meiri says, Peshat in the Gemara, he says, it's a difference if you're a Navi or a Shoifet. Elisha was a Navi. A Navi is allowed to. Shmuel was a Shoifet, a judge. A judge is not allowed to. Because it's a question of Shoifet, a bribery. Others say it depends on the perspective of the giver. If the giver is giving because he wants to help a Talmud Chacham, then you're allowed to take. If he's giving because he wants to influence him, then he shouldn't take. And halacha, it's brought down that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to take. If somebody's learning or he's a rabbi, he's allowed to take from Baal Batim, from the shul. And Rav Moshe says in the tshuva, not only is he allowed to, the Chassam Sofer says the same, he should. Why? Because if you're going to have a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, who won't take, people will get accustomed not to give. And then you'll have another Talmud Chacham who does need to take, and he won't have from where to live. The time Elisha, so she told her husband, Hine no yudat kishal kim kadeshu. I know that this man is a man of God, he's holy. Amar b'yosu b'chanina, b'kan she'isha makaris b'orich and yos manish. An isha is a bigger maven on guest than the husband. Kadeshu, she said he's holy. M'no yoda, how did she know? Rav Shmuel, Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Charam Shloi Rosh's Vuv Oyvel Shachanai. She did not see a fly on his table, just like by the Mizbeach there was no fly. Charam Asadin Shlapishtin Hitziyah Mitasa. She put a linen, white linen sheet on his bed. V'Loi Rosh Karelov. There was no emission on the bed. Kadosh Hu, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. Hu Kadosh, he's holy. a mishasa and a kaddish. He had an attendant, Gechsi, who he said he's already not holy. V'yigash Gechsi lahatfa, because the pasuk says Gechsi approached the tapushar. Amr Rabbi Yosef Bechaninim she'achse b'hajjafya. He touched her beauty. He touched her breast. Over leinu tamid. The pasuk says he comes to us constantly, and the question is, he did not come constantly. He used to come once in a while. The pasuk tamid means constantly. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef Bechaninim Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the kol ma'arich talmid chacham toch beisoy. Whoever takes in talmid chacham to his home as a guest, umaneim in the chasav, and gives him from his money, ma'al of a chasav, it's considered kilo makrif tamidim. It's like he brings the carbon tamid, which is the carbon that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Vam Rabbi Yosef Bechaninim Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ayam adam emakim gavoy bispalol. A person shouldn't stand on a tall place in daven. He should daven standing in a low place. Shenema, as we say the pasuk, mima makim, from the depths, kresicha Hashem, I daven to you. Tanya nami hachi, lo yamin adam al gabi kisoy, a person shouldn't stand on a chair, v'lo gabi srafrif, on a stool, v'lo b'makim gavoya, not on a high place for yispalo, al b'makim namach for yispalo, just daven from a low place. If he ain't gabis lefnei amakim, a person should not so as if he's high and mighty in front of God. Shenema, from the depths I cry to you. How should a person daven? A person should daven like an oni, like a poor person, if he enwraps himself in davenings. And that's the halacha. The halacha is, there's two halachas. First of all, the halacha is a person shouldn't stand on a chair or something like that in daven, because it's a concern, he's not going to concentrate properly, because he's afraid he's going to fall off. And another halacha is, even if he's not worried that he's going to fall off, he shouldn't daven on a place that's high, because of this Gemara. However, the Paiskim will say that, let's say you're davening in a very large shul and you want the chazan to be heard better, then he's allowed to stand on a platform if the kavana is that he should daven better. When somebody davens, he should keep his feet together. Shenemar, as the Paiskim says regarding the malachim who daven to Hashem, v'ragleyem regli sharm, the feet are straight. There's a pasuk in the Torah, so pasuk in the pasuk is don't daven, don't eat before blood. But there are other pasukim that talk about blood. The pshat in the pasuk is like soichlu, a person should not daven koydim shetespalu al dimchem, before you daven to Hashem about your blood. In other words, first daven to Hashem for life and then start to eat. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, and Amar Yosef Bechaninim, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kol oichel v'shoyis, somebody first eats and drinks. V'achkach mispalo. All of akos of Omer, regarding him, the pasuk says, "Oisi shlachta me," meaning God, you throw achri gavecha behind your body. Atikri gavecha, it doesn't mean your body. Elagay echa. Again, he acts in a haughty way. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'achshin zgazeh. First, this guy acts like a big shot, and then kibbal av malchus shmaim, and then he davens to me. So Mepharshim ask, we have a pasuk in the Torah of Leisoichlo al Adam, Leisoichlo al Tespalo al Dimchem, that you're not allowed to eat before you daven. So why do we need to have another pasuk of Leisoichlo Shlacht Acher Gavecha, that you shouldn't do it after? Do you have a pasuk in the Torah? So the Mishnah Brewer says that the pasuk of Acher Gavecha is talking about Malchus Shmayim. That means before you say Krishma. So if that pasuk tells us that there's a special Isser to say Krishma before davening, and then there's another pasuk, Leisoichlo al Adam, Leisoichlo al Tespalo al Dimchem. And that's why the Mishnah Brewer talk of paskins, that let's say a person is weak and he can't wait to finish davening and then eat. He wakes up in the morning, he's very weak. What he should preferably do is at least say Krishma, that much he should do, and then eat, and then daven. Also, they say that the second pasuk is an explanation of the first pasuk. The first pasuk says, Leisoichlo al Adam, you're not allowed to eat before you daven. So if you took the pasuk literally, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. But the halacha is that if a person needs to take a drink of water, or most poskim say a coffee or a tea, just in the morning, let's say he's learning before davening, or just to get himself up, he's allowed to. Why? Because the second pasuk is explaining the first pasuk. Why Leisoichlo al Adam? Because it shouldn't be gaiva. So what is gaiva? If you sit yourself down to a meal before you daven. But if you're not sitting yourself down to a meal, you're just taking a drink, that's not gaiva, and that's why that's permitted. And that's why most people do take a drink before davening. Yeshua said that the man for Krishna is until the third hour in the day. Amar Yudah Mishmuel, Halach Krav Yeshua, that's the halacha. Hakar Mikavel, but we learned in the Mishnah that if you say Krishna afterwards, Lo Hifsit, it's okay. Amar Chizda Amar Marukva, Vach Lo Yom Yotzar. After the third hour in the day, you're not allowed to say the bracha of Yotzar anymore. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Hakar Mikavel, Lo Hifsit. If somebody says Krishna after the third hour of the day, it's okay, call him Shikar V'Torah, because it's no worse than saying Torah. Amar Varchu, and what should he do if he's saying Krishna after the third hour? He should say Shtayim L'Fanei, he should say both brachas, the brach of Yotzar and Ahava Rabba, V'Achas L'Chara, and the brach of Gal Yisrael afterwards. So we see that even if you're saying Krishna later, you do say Yotzar, T'yufta Rav Chizda, T'yufta Rav Chizda, position is excluded. Ikad Amri, another version of Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Chizda Amar Marukva, my Lahifsa, what does Lahifsa mean? Shlahifsa brachas. On the contrary, that if you're saying Krishna late, you're allowed to say the brachas. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hakar Mikam Ve'elech, if somebody says the Krishna after this man Krishna, Lahifsa Kadim Shakar B'Torah. It's no worse than somebody learning Torah. Amar Varuchu, he's allowed to say Shtayim Lefanel, the two brachas Vahav Rabbi and Yoyt Samar is before Krishna, Vachs Lechrea and Gol Yisrael afterwards. Amar Amani, Ramani says, Gola Kaya Krishna Banasai, it's great as somebody who says Krishna in the proper time, Yaisama Isabik Tyra, more than somebody who even learns. Militana Tyra Mikanvel, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that if you say Krishna after this man, Lahifsud, no, it's not terrible. Kadma Karba Tyra. It's no worse than learning Tyra. Michlal, the Karba Nasad, it's better to say Krishna in the right time than learning. Unless it's Tyrasam Nasai. Haloch l'maisa. Krishma, this man Krishma is till the third hour. This man tefillah is until the fourth hour. The haloch is if somebody missed saying Krishma by the third hour, he could say Krishma and the brachas till the end of this man tefillah, which is the end of the fourth hour. And the Shulchan Aruch says if it was a real oynis, if it was a real shasat chak, he could go till chatzos with Krishma and the brachas. That is for Krishma and the brachas. We have to remember that in Krishna, we're going to talk about this over the weekend, there's also the three parashas. The third parasha is Vayomer, which talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not dependent on the third hour, the fourth hour of Chatzos. So this that you should say Vayomer if you miss Zman Krishna or Zman Tefila, that's Midaraisa, because we have a chiv to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by day. So that's a Daraisa to Gechiv. One more thing I saw, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says. You know, on Tisha B'Av, we don't put on tefillin in the morning. We daven, we say Krishna in the morning, but we don't put on tefillin. We put on tefillin in the afternoon. And a lot of people have the minhag that when they put on the tefillin by Mincha on Tisha B'Av, they say Krishna. The Mishnah Berurah says it may not be permitted because the halach is on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Here we're saying that saying Krishna in the afternoon after the Zman is Kakari B'Torah, but you're not allowed to learn Torah then. So maybe he says you shouldn't say Krishna by Mincha on Tishbav.